So we will continue from yesterday. So we'll go right back. So the topic today was the sun never sets on the devotee of the Lord. So you get the drift. I can briefly just in two sentences summarize that. The same time energy, when we use it in the service of Krishna, then with every day and night that pass, the devotee feels closer to Krishna. Otherwise, he or she feels closer to death. And then there are many, many verses in Bhagavad Gita. First one that comes to mind is Neha Bikrama Nashogasti Pratyavayo Nivijyate. Even a slight endeavor in this activity never goes in vain. It saves us from the greatest danger. And then the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks Krishna, what happens to a devotee who doesn't finish self-realization? And he shares that a yogi, you know, who practices for a short duration of time, he goes to the heavenly planets, enjoys there, then comes down and takes birth in the family of a Suchinam or Srimatam, and continues. And if a yogi falls down or doesn't continue, doesn't finish after practicing after a long time, he takes birth in the family of transcendentalists. So from the very beginning, where he has an exposure to Krishna consciousness, and he can continue from where he left off. And Krishna also mentions, so from 6th chapter verses 38 through 45, he's discussing. And he's sharing how such a person who takes birth in the family for transcendentalists, they have a natural attraction for the transcendental activities. So right from the get-go, we can see these children are not interested in karma kanda and all that. They know what the holy name is. So we see that. It is a proof, you know. Many of us, we see children, you know, almost they come out of the gates playing Vrindanga, like Krishna plays them. So it has to be. They're just continuing. So I want to, Krishna's merciful nature, and time is also an energy of Krishna. So again, like Maharaj was discussing yesterday, and somehow that, or Narasimha Chaturdasi, you know, the Ugra Narasimha, which is very ferocious otherwise, but he takes on the mood of the presiding deity, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So very magnanimous. So similarly, the time energy, which is otherwise, as Saranga Thakur Prabhu was mentioning, is the greatest of killer, or we feel the oppressiveness of time. But if we take shelter of Krishna, who is most merciful, then the time energy also facilitates. It doesn't push us into the ground or pin us to the wall. So that was what I had in mind. So of course the devotee is not being complacent. Prabhupada encouraged us to finish this business in this lifetime, not hope that we'll continue it next lifetime. That's not the point here. But again, how the sun really never sets on the devotee of the Lord, because he is always looking forward to the next day and the next day and the next day. A devotee never loses hope. That's another quality. He never loses hope. So in that way also, the sun never sets on the devotee of the Lord. Even if he is not able to finish. So tomorrow is another day. Because he is not doing this alone. He has Vaishnavas, he has the holy name. So he never feels defeated, so to speak, by time. Even though you might be, you know, down in the trenches, but he never loses hope. So that was what I had in mind, so I just thought I would share that. So we'll come back to a little more part that may be a little more difficult. But it's fun. So some devotees are appreciating that this is nice. So we have about half an hour. So we might do it a little differently. We'll just probably be more interactive. So we discussed the first question. Does everybody have this from yesterday? If you know, don't have, please come and take. Anybody else needs? And if... Yeah. If you can have the wireless mic.
Hare Krishna. That's it. But if anybody needs, please raise your hands or come back to me later. I'll send you an email copy of this, because this exercise is mostly you can do it at home by yourself or your spouse or your devotees that you're taking guidance from, spiritual master, whoever you trust. So just recapping what we discussed yesterday. So the topic is redefining relationships in the purview of time and consciousness, as Saranga Thakur Prabhu was just mentioning now. You know, time, we hear this time is the greatest healer. But just time is not gonna, you know, make it happen. Simultaneously, the consciousness which created the issue, that has to be uplifted. So as you were sharing, if we use that time energy to uplift our consciousness, then time can be the greatest healer. Yeah. So the title of the topic is in the purview of time and consciousness. So yesterday, so quickly recapping, so the real position of the living entity is he's a spirit soul, he's a part and parcel of Krishna. That is our eternal position. But somehow or the other, from Chaitanya Charitamrita we have this understanding, that somehow the living entity turns his or her face away from Krishna and he pursues sense gratification. So in this sense, the living entity, he redefines his relationship with Krishna. Krishna is still the master. So somehow the living entity, under the influence of the conditioning, he wants to be the Ishvara, he wants to be the bhogi. So as Maharaj says also many times, Krishna is always there, he's waiting. So we have somehow sort of broken that relationship, or we have redefined the relationship, or we want to be the enjoyer, we want to be in the center. And yesterday we discussed, and then so what happens is that brings us into this material world, and then we are going from one body to another, Brahmanda Brahmite, which is, you know, transmigrating. And in that situation, somehow or the other, we come in contact with the devotees of the Lord, and then we begin, you know, we understand, we begin to sort of hear what the actual truth is. I mean, as Saranga Thakur was mentioning. And so with the redefinition begins to happen. The redefinition begins to happen. That, oh, actually I'm not the center of the universe. Krishna is the center of the universe. This wife and child that I have, they are not my property, but they are actually all parts and parcels of Krishna. Like that. And then this energy that I'm looking at, this material energy, it is meant for Krishna's enjoyment. It is not meant for my enjoyment. So we begin to redefine, as we redefine our relationship with Krishna, all the aspects, we were discussing the five main topics of Bhagavad Gita, how we relate to time, it begins to change, instead of it being the oppressive thing, but using time to go towards Krishna. Time, Prakriti, how we relate to Prakriti, how we relate to Karma, and other jivas, other living entities, Ishvara. So, redefinition of relationship, in a way that's a loaded word, relationship. I was specifically focusing on Vaishnava relationships, but it could be anything. It could be whatever we see. Because yesterday we were discussing, actually there are only two things. There is Krishna, and there is Krishna's. There is nothing else. So, we aligning ourselves, or redefining, you know, ourselves towards whatever we are interacting with. So that's what we discussed yesterday. And yesterday in small groups we discussed the first question. So those of you that were absent, please do that at home. The devotees that did that, they found it very, very enlivening. So there are three or four questions. And I'm grateful to my wife. I mean, her choice words are quite exquisite here. So, so there's like 1, 2, 3, 4 questions in the first one. So now the second one, so we'll just, in the interest of time, we'll just do it interactively. Maybe I should use this mic. And we'll just use this mic. So the next one. Well, one more thing for today, let's just to give you a focus. I heard a devotee mentioning this. So, in a way, this is where we want to sort of go. I want to go here. A devotee was mentioning that the key to our spiritual advancement lies in the hands of the devotee who we have a legitimate reason to have a grudge against. The key to our advancement in spiritual life lies in the hands of the devotee who we have a legitimate reason to hold a grudge against. Grudge, or we have some misgiving, grudge against. Can you explain? Okay. Acting innocent. Don't quite get that. Okay. I'll repeat again. The key to our spiritual advancement lies in the hands of the devotee who we have a legitimate reason. So that's a loaded word. We have a legitimate reason to hold a grudge against. Yeah. Meaning, I can't see. Yeah, go ahead. That's true. Yeah. Meaning he is there, Krishna has put him to look into your own heart, what's the issue here. Yeah. That's a different way to put it. But anyway, the point here is, well, for example, two things. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was most merciful, one thing he was not really tolerant about. What is that? Vaishnava Prabhu. Okay. And second instruction of Lord Chaitanya also, the injunction of Lord Chaitanya is, if you want to chant the holy names of the Lord eternally, forever, 24 hours a day, not like in our chanting, but literally, he says not to criticize any living entity. Of course, we begin with devotees first. Let's begin with devotees. Sometimes it might be easier actually to do the other part, where we are critical of devotees, but we get along fine with others. So anyway, so that's sort of where we are going here. So some of the next questions. So the next question is, discuss the many reasons why relationships need to be redefined in the lives of devotees. So the question is, discuss the many reasons why relationships need to be redefined in the lives of devotees. So, one word, I'm not looking for the whole sentences. So, anybody, you can raise your hand. Yeah, okay, maybe this is not so clear. At its core, my wife was giving this example today. For example, some of us, we got married before we came into Krishna consciousness. Right? So, our idea of a married life was whatever it was. Correct? And somehow or the other, we came in contact with devotees. And they said, no, that is not the purpose of Grihastha Ashram. This is the purpose of Grihastha Ashram. Oh, okay. So that's a major redefinition. And in one word, the real redefinition is coming from the position of being the enjoyer to the position of being the servant. In one word. Not being the enjoyer, but being the servant. That's the root of all the problems, basically. Of course, one can say the respect breaks down, humility is not there, but many things. But because, as Maharaj says, if we understand clearly why we got here in the first place, what happened, how did we get here in the first place? Somehow or the other, the living entity with the mood of enjoyment turning the face away from Krishna. So that same tendency continues. So we look at objects, we look at people, like as Nityananda Prabhu, somebody was mentioning yesterday, who do we love? He said, myself, that's it. So is that clear now? So redefinition means essentially coming from a material conception, resetting the whole material conception program to a spiritual conception program. So not seeing my husband as the fulfiller of my desires, or the wife as the object of my desires. or my children for that matter, or the other Vaishnavas. So it's not a mercantile mentality, but it's a service mentality. That's the thing. So discuss the many reasons why relationships need to be redefined in the lives of devotees.
Main reason is to come to our original position. What is our position is to serve to the Lord. We are the servant. And so as you were discussing about the marriage life, so Maharaj, he mentioned that always that marriage life is meant for the spiritual advancement. Wife and husband, they can serve together, assist to each other for advancement purpose, not for the sense enjoyment. So it means that marriage life, you mentioned that at the beginning we were thinking in different ways because our marriage was not in Krishna consciousness ways. So that is a very important things to redefine that relationship.
Okay, what? So looking for short, one word, two word, yeah.
Knowing that we are not body, so all the relationship, if you associate with the body, then it's not correct. But we are the soul, not the body. To be able to chant properly. To be able to chant properly.
For example, well, morning, you know, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning or 5:30 or whenever we get up for our chanting and we have our beads in our hands, but there is something preventing us from taking the holy name. And what is it mostly? Mostly it is, I mean, sometimes we are literally physically tired and so on and so forth, but many times it's something going on, some relationship issues with somebody, you know, or something or the other like that. Somebody at hand. So she is mentioning that the relationship needs to be redefined so that, well, the goal is pure devotional service, to serve the devotees. Ahetuki apratihatas. So we have many motivations, like today we go to the Sarana Thakur. Even when we come into the realms of devotional service, we have some other intentions. Maybe, you know, I'll get some enjoyment, or I'll get some name, fame, recognition, and so on and so forth. Okay. Somebody else?
To implement Gopi Padakamale or Das Das Dasuna Das concept in our life.
Okay. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Okay.
The one aspect I'm seeing is when Guru Maharaj was in Houston, he focused on all inclusive. Like if you have a strong relationship with Guru and Krishna, that means that's all inclusive. So my thought was going, rather than looking at each symptom of that problem, conditioning, you know, issue with a certain relationship with wife or a child, if the focus is with Guru and Krishna or the representative is strong, then all other problems are solved. So all other relationship gets redefined.
Relationships need to be redefined so as to be rightly situated in our constitutional position, if you want to add.
Circumstance and situation might have changed.
Say that again?
Circumstance and situation might have changed.
So he's sharing that circumstances and situations might have changed. It's just a real practical thing. Right. Like yesterday we gave the example of Vishnu Priya Devi and Lord Chaitanya. So they were newly married, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas. So she can continue to hanker for, like, oh, I wish it was the same, but it's not the same. So sometimes, yeah, we need to redefine the relationship. That's a good point. Anybody else?
To experience higher levels of Krishna consciousness?
Yeah, to experience higher levels of Krishna consciousness, as Prabhupada has said, this is a scientific, you know, transcendental experiment. Right? It's a science. So the all the parameters, they have to be appropriate. If even one of them is not appropriate, then we don't get the desired, you know, fruit.
If we've become overly familiar with other devotees, then we lose respect for them.
Yeah. Respect, disrespect. Yeah, disrespect, familiarity. Yeah.
I was going to share to bring humility and purity in the heart. To bring humility and purity in the heart.
Okay. Humility and purity in the heart. Any, yeah. Yeah. The most, yeah. Pleasing Guru and Krishna, like he was mentioning. Anything else? Where?
Hare Krishna, I feel by accepting or when we think we are going to be a devotee, then mainly in the life, our lifestyle, our purpose and priorities in life changes by becoming devotee. So that has a great impact on the relationship.
That is, yeah. Yeah, like the example that I gave earlier about, you know, two people getting married. And then the whole ship, for example, is going to change course. So the relationship needs to be redefined with the wife and husband, and maybe the in-laws and, you know, and the children and so many things. Yeah. And the main reason is because, as Sarangatakur was mentioning, well, this is, we have found the purpose of life. So we are going to go in this direction. Yeah. Somebody else?
Hare Krishna. You were speaking about redefining relationships. For me, I feel just to become happy in Krishna consciousness, these relationships need to be redefined.
So meaning, well, Krishna is giving us some indications from within, right? Even we are practicing Krishna consciousness, but there is, you know, some distress. So we need to pay attention to that. In one sense, as he's saying, basically. Because Krishna says, susukham kartam avyayam. This devotional service is joyfully performed. But if you are not performing it joyfully, there is something is wrong here. Anyway, so I think these questions, it'll take time. That's why I'm saying it'll take time to even sink in. So you can just choose to put this away, or you can go back home and look at them again, or look at these things again periodically, these questions. So in the interest of time, we'll move on to the next one. Okay? So the next question, so this is asking, so again, this requires confidentiality. So I would say you do this in your mind, you know, in your inner consciousness. You just do it in your consciousness. You don't have to name, you know. So the question is, individually, in confidence, identify one or two relationships in your life that you are facing a challenge, and if improved, would have the greatest positive impact on your Krishna consciousness. One or two. Okay. And for grihasthas, I can give you one. Maybe it's not an issue, but just put that one and then think of a second one. Okay. So that's the. So again, I don't need to know. Nobody needs to know here who that person is or whatever. But, and again, that may change. It's not like set in, you know, time for eternity. So pick one or two, because there may be more than one or two. But that would have the most positive impact. In what sense? For as Mukunda was sharing, if you are associating with these devotees day in and day out, you better get that right. That's the. So that's definitely. Because otherwise Vaishnava Aparad will happen there and our devotional service will go down the tube, basically. So, whether, I don't want to even say whether it's peers or superiors or whatever. Some may be peers, some may be even, you know, looking up to us. But if you're associating with them regularly and if they're looking up to you, so please make sure that, you know, they're not your property or whatever. So that may have to be redefined. So it could be juniors to you, it could be your peers, it could be your husbands or wives, it could be your mentors, it could be your whatever, spiritual master, you know, it could be Srila Prabhupada. I have no idea, you know, what's going on with in the lives of devotees. So think of one or two persons in your life. You know. So that was, do you need more time? Okay. So anyway, the next one, what are the obstacles in these relationships? Yeah. One or two words.
Accountable.
What are the obstacles in this relationship?
Accountable. Yeah. To be accountable to someone who guides you, so that way you're able to, you know, very open up for the person to see inside your heart what are the obstacles or.
So
what are the obstacles that is in the relationship now, as you mentioned? So in this, yep. Yeah, yeah, the accountabilities, yes.
And you think of the accountability, the relationship.
Yes.
The question is question number three. Sorry, question number four. Yeah. So what?
You have a possessiveness with a relationship, which will make you, you know, you have to spend more time with them, or they like you to spend time with them instead of spending time with Krishna or in his chanting or otherwise.
Right. Okay. So I'm trying to understand here. All right. So it looks like one of the family members. And the maybe, let me finish. One of the family members who has found Krishna, and maybe the others has not yet found Krishna, and the person that has found Krishna, he wants to go in this direction, and the other person is saying, well, can you spend some time at home and not at the temple? So redefinition, but that's a challenge because things have changed for me. Like as Prabhu was, Atma Nivedana Prabhu was sharing this morning, if people don't have Krishna, whatever they have got is everything. And if all of a sudden you disappear, like, so their world is shattered. Okay, so you are sharing, well, some of the challenges are the possessiveness or the expectations. Okay, all right.
The obstacle is to be regulated in a relationship or having it at a right distance. Sometimes it's too close, it's like merging in, and sometimes it's distant. And so basically being balanced, place, balance or regulation.
Okay. So, she said the obstacle is to find the right distance. Sometimes it's too close.
Accepting that there is a problem. There's a problem in the relationship.
Having different priorities.
Having different priorities. Okay, so your redefinition is really tough. If two persons are on the same, are on a different page. Anybody else?
Respect also.
Respect.
And proper space. Proper space.
Okay, respect and proper space and boundaries. Anybody else? Yeah. Because of the sun, I can't see well, but yeah, I'll come. Well, you can. Yeah, thank you.
The absence of the sharing is caring concept.
Say that again?
The absence of the sharing is caring concept.
The absence?
Of the sharing is caring concept, like sharing is caring.
Sharing and?
Is caring. like when you get something, get mercy, or get when you're introduced to Krishna consciousness, but sometimes you keep it to yourself and you don't want to share it, but you should, like that kind of.
Okay. All right. So the absence of sharing. And caring, yeah, okay. Maybe you can. Say that again, Prabhu.
Being judgmental.
Being judgmental, that helps, that is an obstacle to redefining a relationship. Okay, anyone else?
Fear of losing independence.
I like that. Yeah, do I really need to be submissive? I'm fine with my independence. Yeah, fear of losing one's independence. Okay.
Being supportive of each other's progress in spiritual path by supporting in the regulative principles, and also, a little bit of the envy and the pride should not be there.
Say that last part.
Envy and pride.
So these are the obstacles?
Obstacles.
In redefining these, in these relationships.
If they are gone, it will be better.
Yeah, yeah. But what was the first part you said?
Is having supportive, being supportive in each other's spiritual practices or services.
Okay, I'm trying to understand. So that's not an obstacle, but you want that, you're saying?
Yes.
And then what gets in the way?
The envy and pride or improper communication.
Improper communication, yeah, communication. Okay. Somebody back there.
Familiarity.
Familiarity, somebody mentioned familiarity. Girish, you can go wherever, right here.
Different psychophysical natures.
Ah, our favorite. Yeah, we use that crutch sometimes. That's a good one.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sometimes there's not enough time to associate with other devotees or relationships that you want to cultivate.
That you want to cultivate. Okay. There's an obstacle of time. Right here. Prabhu.
Attachment can be an obstacle in developing relationships.
Attachment. Yeah. Lack of spiritual vision. Attachment. Yeah. Anything else?
One more thing. Lack of understanding the other person, their needs, and their nature, and their tendencies.
Okay. So lack of understanding of the other person's needs, or interest, or nature.
Agreeing on disagreements.
Say that again.
Agreeing on disagreements.
Agreeing to disagree. So that's an obstacle. Because we have a conception that we have to agree to everything. So that could be a challenge. Well, the obstacle, how is that an obstacle? Is that your question? Could you share?
Like Prabhu, when we are in a relationship, especially in a close relationship, then you have like individual personalities, so you like disagree on a lot of things, and it's not always like who's going to win and who's going to lose. That's not important in a relationship. The essence is the relationship. So you got to agree on certain disagreements and let go of like who's winning right now.
So she's saying, so part of redefinition of a relationship or a challenge could be, if I don't put the relationship first, if I put the thing first, then it's hard to agree to disagree. And that could pose a challenge to redefine the relationship. Okay. Anyone else?
Selfishness.
Where are you? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah,
yes. Selfishness.
Say that again.
Self-centeredness.
Selfishness. Selfishness. That's a good one. Yeah. Selfishness. Self-absorption. Yeah.
Lack of faith on Krishna's arrangements.
Yeah, that's a good one. So she is saying lack of faith in Krishna's arrangements. Yeah.
I'm not sure if someone said that, but having respect for each other. If you don't have respect, then everything would fall apart anyway.
Exactly. Respect, yeah. Somebody shared, but very important. Respect is the foundation of any relationship. Yeah.
Ego.
False ego.
False yep. ego.
False ego. Anyone else? Yeah, Mataji here.
Having more tolerance when they are deviating from the right path.
Having tolerance.
Having more tolerance, so okay. that, and then letting them give the time frame to realize and get back to the right path.
Okay. So Vaishnava qualities. In one sense, we can say, what is a block? One can say Vaishnava qualities. We can list all of them, which we don't have yet. Yes. Open on the problem. Oh, yeah.
Not being able to communicate properly to, you know, resolve whatever issues we have.
Okay. So communication. So, you know, yeah, that could happen for many reasons, where you have a sense of what it is, but then there is a fear. I mean, I don't know how it will be if I communicate what I am feeling. Okay. Yes, Abhinav.
I don't know if this is too strong a word, but addiction to fault finding.
Say that again?
Fault finding.
Fault finding, yep. Addiction. What is the obstacle to redefining a relationship? Fault finding. Because if the fault is there, I mean, I don't need to change. There is nothing. Because redefinition doesn't mean just redefining the other person. Krishna, you have to change. But Krishna is not going to change. So both the parties have, the relationship means two. So both the parties have to be ready. Yeah. So one or two more minutes.
One more thing I was thinking about is like having too attached to the previous kind of relationship you have, so insecurity of letting it go and trying to redefine it.
Okay. So she's saying, yeah, the fear of, well, part of the fear of redefinition can come from losing whatever you even have now. Yeah. Well, yeah, some people choose to, they are more comfortable with at least what they know. You know, the fear of unknown is greater. Yes. So that's it, and then we'll go to the next one, and then I'll at least read the questions, and then you can do them at home or with your friend, one of your friends. Yeah.
Lack of acceptance.
Lack of?
Acceptance.
Lack of acceptance of oneself and the other person. Yeah. Okay. So next question is nice. Based on the discussion before, introspect and see what redefinition this relationship is asking for. What are your personal obstacles or resistance to the above change? So what is the specific, you know, relationship? What is this asking for? Like in some cases, respect may be an issue. In other cases, you know, as somebody pointed out, the circumstances has changed. The circumstance has changed. And I may just have to accept that circumstance. So whatever it is, so different, you may have different challenges, basically. But in this relationship, you know, what is being asked of me? As, you know, respect or familiarity needs to go down. I need to accept the other person, whatever it is. And then what are your personal obstacles, resistance to the above change? So, and sixth question is identify some practical steps to bring about the shift, both internally at the level of the consciousness and externally. So take some practical steps. So there are some relationships, there are some challenges. We have identified the challenges. And then what steps can we take to address those? And then seventh and eighth are more again, are you willing to commit, to make a commitment to do them? And are you willing to be accountable to someone about that? Okay. Note, taking a step closer to Krishna by agreeing and not resisting, one soul at a time. Okay, one soul at a time.
So start anywhere. Anyway, we start with Krishna, but maybe start closest to home. Okay, Hare Krishna. So any burning questions or comments? I'm sorry we have to rush through this. It would have been good to have some more time, but I'm grateful for the time we have.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes.
Like, is there a redefinition of relationship with oneself also?
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah, like, it begins with that.
Okay.
Who am I?
Okay.
Correct. Because if we don't have a clear conception of who am I, as she was mentioning, Mataji was mentioning, Nitya, what's your name? Nithai Kriya. Yeah, Nithai Kriya Mataji. She was mentioning the bodily conception. If you are in the bodily conception, then, you know, the whole, that's the starting thing of the problem. Yeah. Firstly, who am I? Sanatana Goswami, that's where he begins. He says, I don't even know who am I. Please instruct me. Yes, correct. Good point. And unless we do that, even the expectations that we have of people and so on and so forth will be inappropriate. Yeah. Some other obstacles to redefinition. I mean, somehow, some sort of surprise it didn't come up. And gratitude. You know, somehow, you know, we are not simple enough. We are not grateful enough. You know, for all the things that our husbands and wives and devotees, they do, we are oblivious to so many things the devotees do. Like that, just not present. Yeah. Okay, so I think there is a drama here soon. Are the children ready? Also, one of them. Kids camp out and bonfire is in this evening. So, usual stuff. So the entire lot here, there are cars parked here. Yeah, needs to be cleared immediately. So I guess some of us will miss the drama. But anyway, if you can do that, after the drama, maybe the campfire will begin at 6 o'clock. So please do that. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances.